This is the UW Medicine Pulse with Marty Reamer.
No offense, but with the mustache.
What? You don't like
it's,
it?
It's disgusting.
How long does it take to grow something like that?
If you've noticed a distinct increase in the Tom Selleck quotient of your male friends these last few days.
Boy, what's going on in your face? You got a lot of...
It's because it's Movember.
Movember began in Australia and rapidly migrated to the United States.
Dr. Tom Walsh is director of the UW Medicine Men's Health Center, and it appears that he has started to sprout some facial hair for Movember himself.
So this is my foundation. This is all coming off tomorrow, and I'm going to begin the sculpting process.
And before you run off thinking that Movember is just some silly hijinks, we asked Dr. Walsh to explain what's really behind this mustachioed challenge.
The point of Movember is to start the month of Movember, November 1st, with a clean-shaven face, and to, over the course of the month, grow just a mustache. With the idea being that here in the year 2015, nobody has just a mustache anymore.
This isn't a mustache, it's a time machine.
And so it creates this dialogue. You know, what are you doing?
I don't care what you think about this. This is not for you.
Who's it for, the 83 Yankees bullpen?
Why are you trying to look like Tom Selleck from... And through the dialogue, bringing up important health issues like why men don't have doctors the way women do, why men don't identify with primary care the way women do, why we have limited funds for testis cancer, prostate cancer research, why is it that you see the Seattle Seahawks wearing pink but you don't see them wearing blue for prostate cancer?
Since 2003, the Movember movement has raised $650 million to raise awareness and fund research for men's health issues.
Two of my partners, Dr. John Gore and Dr. Jonathan Wright, have been the recipient of Movember grants that are targeted at looking at some prostate cancer outcomes. And all of us are participating in those grants. For example, I'm part of a team that's related to the sexual recovery team after men are treated for prostate cancer.
It may be too late for you to craft your own Movember mustache, but it's never too late to support the cause. Dr. Tom Walsh.
Great way to do it is to join the UW Movember team, which is called the Modogs, M-O-D-A-W-G-S. And you can go to modogs.com. We have a website built. And you simply join a team. And through that, you can upload photos of yourself as your mo grows.
Holy Tom Selleck.
But really, you can donate. You can donate to our fund, which we then donate back to Movember, and they create a large pool of funds that are available for research. So here's from last year. This is one of my colleagues, Dr. Bruce Montgomery. And you can see that those are awfully ugly mos, right? I mean...
This is the UW Medicine Pulse with Marty Reamer. Real-world stories of the discoveries being made at UW Medicine and the impact they're having on people here in the Pacific Northwest and around the world.